Simon, hello.
Hello,
I understand you've just been speaking to Otto of Autographic.
I have.
A fellow I know very well. He's moved to Gwarwick. He's German, but he spent time in the southwest of England. What's the project you're involved in?
So it's we've been called the QR Project. It's a project which was started by Le Patrimoine. It's an association in Gwarwick. And the Otto had written or has produced a book of graphics of various historical parts of Gwarwick, the church, the Leal, various...
I've seen his book of
yes,
Gwarwick, it's very impressive.
Very impressive. And so what has happened is that there's an initiative to create a tourist attraction, which will eventually mean that what we have is posters outside of these 10 sites in Gwarwick. There will be these posters with Otto's prints for each site, and underneath the print will be three QR codes, which, when you scan on your phone, will take you directly to a website. The three QR codes, one for French, one for English, and one for Breton, will take you to the appropriate language for you to listen to on your phone, a commentary about the site. So, for example, there'll be somebody talking about the jardin to Marilyn's house, for example. It will tell you how it was created, who created it. All the sites have little stories about them, the station, the church, and anecdotes that have been provided by witness statements. So there are people who've been interviewed, some of them, in fact, one of the ladies who was interviewed is over 100. So you'll be able to listen to a commentary and, in some cases, not all cases, in some cases, a witness statement or a testimonial. That's probably the best word.
I was going to say witness statement makes them sound
like
criminals.
Yeah. And let's say an anecdote. You can listen to an anecdote about the site, some historical fact that's amusing or interesting. For example, the cafe at the station during the war, when a German officer was shot by somebody who was somebody from the resistance. Okay, So there are little stories like that, and it's a fascinating project. I was brought in originally to handle a recording. I have a recording studio, and it's something that I do, and also to do the voiceover for the English version. And it's expanded from that, and in fact, I've now been in charge of putting the whole website together and organising all that. So what happened is the script, if you like, was written for each site, and then I've done the translation into English, and a friend of mine who's a French actor was brought in to do the French version, and a local Roman, who you may know, lives in Gwarwick, has done the Breton version.
No,
so
I shan't be listening to that one, I'm afraid.
Well, it's very interesting, actually. It's quite extraordinary. So I recorded the actors, the Breton and the French versions, in my studio, and edited them together with the anecdotes where there are anecdotes, and then I've done the same with my English voice.
So how many images are there altogether?
There are 10. It'll all be on the website. Well, this is the interesting fact, is that there is a website called Gwarwick.org, which is a new website that I've created for this project, and also there are going to be other associations, the photography, I think, and some other association in Gwarwick who will be taking space on this. At the moment, when you see the poster, which should be up quite soon, when you see the posters and scan the QR code, you'll go directly to that page for that site. And all there is on that page, it's nice and simple and easy, is the graphic that you've just been standing in front of, the print, and then a little player that you click play, and if you've chosen to go to the English version, you'll hear me telling you the story about the site, and possibly the anecdote, if there's an anecdote for that.
Is this a new idea, this project? Because I seem to remember a fellow who was going to take photographs, and then they would be displayed on posters with the QR codes. But I very much prefer the idea of looking at Otto's prints, looking at some art. So is this version two, if you
like? I've not heard of the version you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
I don't even know if it actually came to fruition.
No, well, it certainly didn't in Gwarwick.
But this one is certainly taking off, and it's going to be up and running. Do we know when?
I think it's very soon. I know that the stands have been delivered, the posters have been printed, the QR codes, 30 QR codes that I had to generate, have been added to Otto's prints. So it should be up very, very soon. I'm sure it's hopefully going to be up for tourist season,
which starts begins very soon. Exactly. This goes out in July.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be ready for then.
Well, hopefully it'll be up by the time this programme's out there. And it's been a very interesting process, because listening to the anecdotes has really been very interesting, because, and I think you know, visitors hopefully will find it as interesting too, because we've had people talking about their days as a young apprentice as a wheelwright, and talking about how they, you know, you had to heat the iron before you put it on the wheel, obviously the iron rim, and it couldn't be too hot or the wheel would catch fire. And at the end of the day, being allowed one Rickard, but only one in those days, you know. So there's all sorts of funny stories.
I'm
about
sure they were
people.
Very thirsty working in that.
Very thirsty work. I think I wouldn't stick with just one, but.
Okay, so could you give us some information now on the actual posters? What's your favourite poster, for example?
Could
you give us
a
word picture?
Oh, I'd have to think about that. I can show you, John, one of the pages on the website. Let's take, for example, the Eglise, the church. And so there's one of Otto's prints.
Beautiful.
That you'll see. It is beautiful, isn't it? And it's very simple. There's just the artwork there, and this is the commentary, which I...
you could actually play it for us, Simon.
I could, but I'm not going to. But what you have to realise is that these will all be on a phone. Although you can visit them on the website if you wanted to, the whole idea is that you link this to a QR code that everybody's travelling with a mobile phone these days. And so very few people will be looking at this on their computer. But if, for example, I can show you, this is actually quite good radio without telly. This is quite nice radio. If I go, for example, to the convent, and if I want to share it, I'll show you what you would see if I scanned it on my phone. Let me just go to this. So this is for the benefit of showing you how it works. So I've just called up on the website the QR code that is generated for each page, for each site. And it's now displaying on my MacBook, as you can see. I'm now going to open my camera on my phone. And I simply point my camera at that. And as you can see, it's automatically framed the QR code. And in bottom, depending on your operating system, of course, but at the bottom, it's got a link to click. Now, if I just push that, tap that, if we're lucky, we will get that. And now you see that the graphic for the convent fills the whole of my phone screen, and above it is the audio.
Let's continue our little promenade through the streets of Guareg.
Sounds like you, Simon.
It is me. But now you can see that it's simply
it's very
built
good.
For fans.
Yeah, it does work, doesn't it?
It's very elegant. Yeah. You get the full picture in your screen.
And you get a sense of how effective a poster can be with just... basically two colours.
Yes.
It's black,
yeah.
Orange, that particular shot is black, orange and grey. So
yeah.
Probably maybe even one colour.
It's beautiful, yeah. Mm. It's beautiful.
Very powerful.
But that's the thing. So it's all designed for the phone. The plan is to expand the website over the coming weeks or months to include other activities that are happening in Guareg. And it was decided that we'd have this separate site. We have a link to the Mairie site, of course. But the Mairie site is much more sort of official stuff. And this site, Guareg.org, will host associations who want to publish information about their activities. And so it's a little bit more, less formal, let's say.
So, sorry, who's actually in charge of Guareg.org?
Me.
Well, speaking to the man himself.
Well, I'm only in charge in as much that I have
on
put on the website and organised it.
Side. Huh? On the technical side, you're in charge.
On the technical side, yeah.
And the content?
The content is it's me that will put it up, but it's the associations and anybody who wants to have space on that website will need to contact the mairie, and they will contact me. So if for example, an association wants to have a page or two or as many as they like, really, on the website, they would need to go through the mairie, because we need to make sure that obviously everything that goes up there is legal, decent, honest and truthful and everything else. But then it'll be me that puts it up there. And for example, if it were an association and they were called, I don't know, horse riding in Guareg or something, and maybe they'd want their URL, their web address to be nice and simple, it could be something like, you know, guareg.org/horses. and that would be
it
their
sounds
website.
Quite easy. Yeah,
so it's very simple.
Has it been an enjoyable project for you?
Yeah, it's been fascinating. Yeah. I mean, obviously my background is in recording and music, but because I've been involved in building my own websites for since websites were invented, it's something that I know how to do, and it's fun to do for a different day out in my work studio.
And have you actually had the pleasure of meeting Otto and all the other contributors?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Charming fellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing it. Simon, great. Thank you for telling us about it.
No problem. Thank you for listening.